Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
And whoever gets to it first can describe what they see.
This is one of my favorite bits.
On what? What platform?
Okay, I see an invitation to a dog's birthday.
How did you get this? You weren't invited.
It's Delilah's second birthday.
It's coming up.
Yay!
It's party time.
Yep.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Happy Wednesday, sweet spot. Fun times today. And at 2:56, right on time. Always wanted a boat. It's Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Monto.
Give up.
Maybe it's
Thank
a
you,
boat.
Ham. Thank you so much. I will, in turn, say hello to in studio once again. 3 days in a row. A record. The hard line. Bob, Corby, Dave.
Bob, Corby.
Dave.
Hello.
And, Corby, I heard you mention no one up here does their hair. I think Davey would constitute as doing his hair.
He just slicks it back.
He's got some product in there, though.
Put some mousse in there.
A little bit of gel.
We don't have a lot of dudes that are didding their hair.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm getting it cut tomorrow, but I don't know what I'm doing. I've been trying to grow it out, but
you do look like a hockey coach right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks good.
There's too much weight in the back.
Hey, Supercuts, can you make me look like Barry Melrose?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I don't like it.
Like, I feel that hair products, what'd you say? What's the goo you talked about?
Oh, L.A. Looks.
L.A. Looks.
Oh, my gosh.
From junior high.
Tenhold.
What kind of hair goo you use?
But I feel like that we may be, as a business.
Self-manufactured.
In the bottom percentages of hair goo users.
Bottom.
That's probably sports radio in general, right?
Probably.
You think the Schwab was doing his hair every day?
I don't think so.
Matt always wears
May he
hats.
Rest in peace.
Everyone always... That whole show is chock full of hat.
Yeah.
Not so much Donnie.
No. But everybody else.
But he shaves his head. So.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
Some of my... Yeah.
It'd be weird to put hairspray on your bald head.
Just...
it's all sticky.
Like some volume. It's volume on this bitch.
You have Soul Glow on your bald head,
Bob. You were purchasing hairspray goo at a like you had cans, didn't you?
Yeah, we had some. We invested in Aquanet.
Aquanet.
Where the heck?
What did you do? You lose your headphones?
Yeah.
Oh man!
Oh man! First his hair.
Put the Aquanet on the headphones.
At least you got a rice bowl. We didn't lose that.
Well,
think about the untold millions he saved, though, in the last 25 years.
Really?
On haircuts?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
And in the sprays and the goos.
Yeah.
And we got to worry about it.
He does have to buy a lot of razors, though.
Yeah, it kind of offsets.
I like to do it like an old... war veteran and just get my combat blade.
Your Bowie knife.
And your little tiny mirror.
Right.
A shard of glass.
Yeah, just use a rear view mirror in an old truck. Anyway, today is Wednesday, August 12th, the 224th day of 2026. 141 days are left in the year.
God, that'd be a good Picks with Friends payoff that you have to shave your head and then every day... shave it with a Rambo knife and a tiny mirror.
So McLaren just walks in with little toilet paper shards on his face every day?
Yeah.
Where he cut himself?
And if you cut yourself, you got to stitch yourself up.
Right. With the Rambo knife, of course. Yeah. It has everything in there.
All purpose.
There's instructional videos on YouTube to do just that thing.
With the big knife?
Yeah, shaving with a Bowie knife.
We have other methods.
Well, that's a knife.
We're up. Well, good, because today is National Vinyl Record Day.
Hell yeah.
Hear it the way it's supposed to be.
It's just a warmer, deeper sound.
You
get a full sound.
You and your MP3s.
You're just listening to a compressed
it's all
version.
Compressed and processed.
And it's also National Middle Child Day.
If anybody on the show is likely to have given somebody the sermon on why vinyl, it's got to be Dave, right?
I don't take it that seriously.
Old Waver, of course.
Yeah.
Like, you won't listen to any music unless it's vinyl.
Yeah, I have a portable player in my car.
What a beating.
He carries around a gramophone.
Around a suitcase.
Hard to keep the wax from melting.
Skips over speed bumps.
I actually like to go reel to reel.
Yeah. Smart.
You haven't lived till you've heard Bugle Boy on this thing. On this date, in the year 1492, any guesses?
Columbus did something with...
He left for America.
He arrives in the Canary Islands on his first voyage to the New World.
How did he know what they were called?
He named them.
All the birds.
Yeah. Still looking for India, but made a wrong turn. We're over here.
You're a little off course, but we are waiting for you in India.
Him just yelling into a megaphone or something?
It's at the sea.
Carry my message, little fishies, to Chris.
Waving his handkerchief at the boat.
On the state in the year 1985, we had the world's worst single aircraft disaster as a crippled Japan Airlines Boeing 747 on a domestic flight crashed into a mountain, killing 520 people. Four passengers survived.
Wow.
Do we know who the pilot of that plane
had to
was?
Eat the other ones.
They just stayed up there and feasted for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah, they came out fat.
Yeah.
Looking like De Niro at the end of Raging Bull, just using a femur as a toothpick. On this date in the year 1990, big day for Diamond Talk. With the longest rain delay in Major League Baseball history, as the Rangers and White Sox wait 7 hours and 23 minutes at Comiskey Park in Chicago until the game eventually postponed.
They waited 8 hours to not.
So you wait all that time, then I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, screw it.
That's okay. There's
we'll play two tomorrow.
Things to do on the south side of Chicago.
Hey, have y'all? Is anybody investigated any, or spent any time with the bombing of Pan Am 103? That Netflix show that's out right now.
The
no, I don't know.
Dramatization.
I'm sorry, the bombing of what? The Pamon.
Pam Nam.
With a D?
P-A-M-N-A-M-N-M. Pam-Amn. The Lockerbie Scotland one.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
Is that the end?
Take your word for it.
All right. It's good. Yes. Did the plane crash?
Still crashed.
Oh. At what point does Diamond Talk bail during the 7 hour rain delay?
They're not allowed
to. Are you asking me or Sean?
The current iteration.
We don't have that problem anymore, bro.
That's true.
Got us a roof.
Boy, that's true.
That is true, yeah. And you wouldn't do. I guess if it's playoffs, you would do a road game.
But would you on a Friday night in August?
In Stoke.
If it did happen that there was a rain delay and the roof was stuck and they couldn't close it and it just pouring in there, would you stay until like 5 in the morning?
No. The latest we stayed...
It's a Cody Bradford start.
The latest after a rain delay we stayed was right after they traded for Cliff Lee. And that game against, I think, Baltimore that night, it was his first start. It was delayed like 4 hours. We stayed anyway.
Really?
Or if it was like 2 a.m.
if that did happen, if the roof was stuck open and then it poured rain... Because it's a dome, is there no drainage built in, and would it just fill up like a swimming pool?
Ooh, dangerous.
Coliseum.
I wish my balls were bigger!
You're diving in the pool.
Nicky Lopez is just doing a cannonball.
Explain your drop there, Ham.
Just fire it off.
Yeah, why not?
It happened at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It was like an enema.
It does look like an anus. It's funny. Funniest looking stadium.
In the year 1991, Metallica releases its fifth album, the Black Album, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200.
Why'd they call it the Black Album?
Metallica.
Well, see, it was an album.
His name was Joe.
He stole it from Jay-Z.
Boy, and those August rainstorms, too, around here, that's when you're paying attention to Sharknado. That's when conditions are ripe.
Say Sharknado?
Did.
I did?
Yeah.
It just picks up a bunch of porta potties.
You gotta look out.
You don't want to be in the middle of that.
Didn't we pull out of Sharknado?
Just regular NATO.
Oh.
But there are two of them. There's Sharknado and NATO.
Right.
I'm picking Shark. If you're going to make me pick.
But aren't they all socialists?
The Sharks?
Well, Monty, you're the one that tried to adopt the great white.
Yeah.
Got eaten.
Yeah, tried to take a bath with it.
Yeah, I forgot my lore. Thanks for reminding me. In the year 1994...
So racist, too.
In baseball...
The great white.
Eighth work stoppage since 1972, players went on strike rather than allow team owners to limit their salaries. Won't happen again, though. We're all good. Don't worry about it. Birthdays today. Greetings, Mayor Monty. Please wish my brother, Michael Dorf, a happy 45th birthday. Cue Line 4 guys
golf.
Dorf on golf jokes.
He loves golf.
There it is.
Really.
As you can imagine, being born during the worst time of the year has taken its toll on him. So think a good thought or pour one out. Michael's leaders are Kevin Gogan and Steve Buschel. He would like to hear about Emily Jones's makeup routine. Just Keep Rolling from John Dorf. While Ham looks for that, I will tell you that today is the 59th birthday of Mike Gundy.
Wow.
Mm. Where is he now? Did he take a gig? I mean, I know the buyout was pretty sweet and he'll never have to work again or anything like that, but...
He's a server at Eskimo Joe's.
That'd be weird.
He just can't get Stillwater out. Turning 55 today...
He opened a van company.
I fart while I put on my makeup.
Nobody's hiring that dude.
Cut his hair.
He named it Van Gundy.
The man who has spent plenty of money on hair product, Glenn Gullitson.
That's a hard line zone. Today.
I just put a little dippity-doo in there and slick it back.
I'm
and
Dapper Dan, man.
There we go.
Pete Sampras, 55 as well.
Greatest.
Dennis.
Dennis.
I played against him one night.
Oh, yeah?
Did you beat his ass?
How many sets?
Yeah, how many really winners?
Was this your Mahout match?
Do you think he remembers?
Yeah, he does.
Is Ruth there?
He does.
This is one of his great escapes.
Yeah, when he reads it's Corby's birthday, he's like, yeah, I played a match against him one time.
Me and Roddick took on Sampras and Keith.
I don't like how casually you're like, yeah. Me and Roddick.
Ray, a well-oiled machine, Sampras and Keith.
Yeah.
Me and A-Rod.
Sampras, of course, sponsored by Adidas. And Keith, sponsored by Floorshine.
Turning 50 today. I'll go ahead and say yes, I'll trade financial portfolios with him. Antoine Walker.
Mm. You sure?
Not doing great. Got hit hard by Top Shots. Still holding on.
Okay.
Him or you?
What's what happened to your voice?
Both of us. Brad Lukowich, 50.
Oh, you.
After school special.
Plaxico Burress is 49.
My guy.
He shot himself in the wiener.
The leg.
Yeah. Third leg.
No leg. Raised the wiener.
Juan Pierre, 49. Greatness.
Lucky
Tyson
Pierre.
Fury, 38.
Yeah.
Save this one for your immaculate grid as a Maverick and a Buck. Chris Middleton, 35.
Whoa.
Wow. Beautiful man.
Where is he now?
Tel Aviv.
Did he go to the Wizards?
Yeah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. They're building something. Look out. Turning 28 today, Alona Maher, 28. The rugby chick.
Oh. Hmm?
Quote, unquote. Stefanos Tsitsipas, 28 today.
Tsitsipas, the Greek god. kind of fell off a cliff, but a couple of major finals. Had Djokovic up two sets to love in the French and couldn't close the deal.
Seems like the definition of God should be a little higher than made a couple finals.
Looks. He's incredibly hot.
Did you and him beat Rick Arnett and Keith Monfils?
Monfils.
Matt Vilander and
Stu Cedar.
Mark Knopfler.
Don't
That's greatness, dude.
Disrespect the most Knopfler. Underrated guitar player of previous generations.
He is 77. Of course, of the Dire Straits. Jim Beaver, 76.
Giant.
You know him as Mr. Ellsworth in Deadwood. Bruce Greenwood, 70. Actor. Turning 63 today, the knight himself, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Peter Krause is 61. You
Krause.
May know him as Nate from 6 Feet Under. Brent Sexton, 59.
I'm still shaken by the Dire Straits.
The Dire Straits.
The Dire Straits.
I don't think there's a the.
Is their band not called the Dire Straits?
No.
I'm not sure that's correct.
No.
You didn't get the press release today, then.
That's true.
Dell the Funky Homo Sapien, 54.
Greatness.
Casey Affleck, 51. He was in the comedy Manchester by the Sea.
Not real funny. What happened? Like, somebody died, and then another guy died, and then...
I think he, like, said they went to the sea.
Family on fire.
Yeah, they tried to walk into the sea, and he died.
Lakeith Stanfield, 35, from Atlanta.
Greatness.
In Get Out.
Boy, he's so good in Get Out.
He is. He never does, though.
Completely black.
Cara Delevingne, 34. Turning 62 today, Sir Ben English. He's been in 1,400 films, such as License to Fill, A Hole is a Terrible Thing to Waste, Poon Raider.
Hmm. Why am I thinking that his sir is not actually real? He was knighted by the queen.
He was knighted by Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, he was
by a queen, maybe.
Or by
Sir
Mix-a-Lot.
An eight. Anaconda with an L. Born in the state, now dead.
Hold on. I have a birthday real quick, Monty.
Oh, tacking on to Ben English?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave.
I don't know if he's as talented as Ben English, but today is the birthday of the great, and I mean the great, Tony Faye.
Aww.
Right, dude.
Tones Faye. Happy birthday.
Yeah, what movies has he been in?
I hope you see all the Foo Fighters and Springsteen shows you can today.
Born on this day, now dead.
Bruce Springsteen.
John Cazale.
Actor. He was
The Office.
He was dating Meryl Streep when he passed away.
Oh, that's right.
There's really an opening there, that? Sean.
Yeah.
You hearing that?
He was Fredo.
Well, she's with Martin
He
Short
was Fredo.
Now.
Sounds like good news.
Born on this day, now dead. Miss Cleo.
4-8.
I was waiting to see if anyone would give it a go, and that's all I got. Down the State Still Dead.
I say you're going to live forever.
She was like Jamaican or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's close.
Clicker, right? 3.
It wasn't from Watts. Down the State Still Dead.
I got a prediction.
Ian Fleming. And Henry Fonda.
On Golden Pond and 12 Angry Men.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed.
We're barely
there. Let's go home.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Bye, four. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.